following is a public service message from the National Marijuana Council.
The National Marijuana Council wants to remind you that it is important to use good judgment when choosing a mind-altering substance as you set out in your pursuit of the opposite or whichever sex you desire. Watch what happens, for instance, when a person who has selected cocaine makes advances on a young woman in a singles bar.
Hi, how you doing?
Look, my friend and I are just here trying to have a drink alone.
What's the matter with you? What did you come here for? I mean, what are you, some kind of tease? Look, baby, there are plenty of good looking chicks in this bar who would die to have a drink with me. I mean, they would die. Death, fatality, the whole nine yards. You got it?
Excuse me, bartender, this guy is bothering us.
Look, buddy, why don't you give the girls a break, all right? Just give them a break.
Why did you give me a break? I mean, yeah. why don't we go outside and then we'll find out who can give who a break, as a matter of fact. Why don't you come outside right now and we'll find out exactly why you became a bartender, throw people out of bars.
Hey,
huh? Why don't you try?
Get the hell out of here, you
punk. I'm not going to get out of here.
I said out. You're getting out now. You got me?
And now we will show how someone who chooses alcohol as a mind-altering substance almost never fares well.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and that feeling's right. Oh, what a night.
Look, my friend and I are just here trying to have a drink alone.
Alone again, naturally.
Baby, maybe I can help you out with this alone
thing. Look, I said we want to be alone.
I want to be alone, too.
Bartender,
I
want to
be alone with you.
Bartender, can you help us? This guy will not go away.
Yeah, look, buddy, the girls are just trying to have a drink here. Why don't you give them a break, all right?
Hey, look, I'm just trying to be friendly.
Yeah,
I know,
but the ladies don't want to be bothered right now. You understand?
Look, am I bothering? I'm just trying to be friendly.
Oh, man, you spilled your drink all over me.
Look, no problem. Send me the cleaning bill, all right? Because you know, I'm loaded.
Yeah, I'll say you're loaded, pal. Get out of here right now. Out. I said out. There's the door. The door's over there, pal. Jerky. Come on.
But now, watch what happens when you choose marijuana and then approach a potential date.
Hi.
Excuse me?
Hi, how you doing?
My friend and I are just trying to have a drink alone.
Well, no, that's cool. I was just wondering if you could, if I could borrow a quarter for the phone. I lost my wallet and I just wanted to get a quarter to call a friend.
I'm sorry. Here. Gosh, I didn't mean to be so hostile.
No, that's cool. I hate bothering people when they're obviously having such a good time. I mean, I take my own good times pretty damn seriously.
No, so do I.
Hey, when I get off the phone, you and your friend are free to join me. I got a great joint that I'd love to share with you.
You already sound a little high.
I am. I smoked a little bit already. I get it.
Well, yeah, sure. We'd love to get high with you.
Cool. Yeah, well, you're on. I'll be right back after the phone call. I'll be right back.
Man, he's cute.
Remember, marijuana will get you hooked up, but it won't get you hooked. For your best results in the dating game, choose marijuana for making time every time.
This has been a public service announcement from a radio station, not necessarily this one, and the National Marijuana Council. Thank you.